This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Feisty, fearless, and fair. She's an Emmy-winning journalist from the White House to war zones, telling all sides of the story. This is The Rita Cosby Show.
Lovely Rita, meet a maid. Nothing can come between us. When it gets dark, I tow your heart away.
Breaking news.
And tonight on The Rita Cosby Show, we're just coming in literally in the last minute that it looks like Israel is reportedly beginning its retaliatory strikes against Iran. The Iranian news agency is reporting that there are explosions heard in Iran, and there are reports that right now there are explosions in Iran, Iraq, and Syria. Remember, last weekend, Iran struck Israel directly with cruise missiles, ballistic missiles, and also drones, hundreds of them coming down. Again, they were able to intercept 99% of them, and Israel has said that they would respond to these direct strikes from Iran. And we are hearing literally in the last minute or so, according to Iranian media, that there is an explosion, a large one in Iran, and multiple news agencies reporting that Iran, Iraq, and Syria are now having explosions all simultaneously at the same time. We also heard from Israel earlier that they did feel they needed to respond. We heard from President Biden, who said if there is going to be a response from Israel, you'll essentially have to go it alone. And Israel said from the highest levels, well, if that's the case, looks like we are going to be going it alone. And now from what we are hearing with this breaking news that Israel is reportedly striking back at Iran as we speak. And again, it could be multiple targets, it appears, in Iran. There are reports that there are also explosions in Iraq and Syria. And in those locations, of course, there are many Iranian proxy groups which are located. We also know that, remember, this all started, of course, on October 7th when Hamas invaded Israel and slaughtered so many people in Israel. Of course, Israel also did those strikes in Damascus, Syria, taking out two commanders of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps and other leaders. And the Iranian leadership then said that they would respond. They did do their first ever sort of direct response against Israel. And right now, again, we are hearing explosions taking place in numerous locations in the Middle East. And it does appear that Israel is now doing a retaliatory strike against Iran. As we get more details, we will definitely bring them to you. And this comes, of course, as there are massive protests all over America. Just a little bit ago, there was the NYPD that swooped in on Columbia University campus. And this came after this enormous sit-in that took place at the campus where hundreds of pro-Hamas sympathizers were there shouting pro-Hamas verbiage. They were also screaming at police. It's been a really dramatic day across the country. And remember yesterday, the president of Columbia University, well, she actually testified. And yes, she did condemn genocide of Jews when she was asked, is the river to the sea not a very good comment? She was like, well, you know, I don't really like it. but she couldn't really say if it was against university policy. And yet, despite all of that, these protests are taking place all across the country. And they were shouting, they were screaming, they were doing a whole bunch of stuff last night and for the last 24 hours or so at that Ivy League college, Columbia University in New York. And finally, the NYPD swooped in and they arrested 108 people. Here are some of the sights and sounds from the shouting down by these protesters who did not want to be rounded up, and they were screaming at police as well. Take a listen.
Come on, lift them up!
And all of this comes as the historic trial is taking place of President Trump in New York. Just a little bit ago, 12 jurors were seated in the case. They picked one alternate. They still have to go through and get more alternates in the case. It looks like opening arguments are probably going to be starting on Monday. But boy, this comes as President Trump is also using his time very well in New York. And who could forget earlier this week, this visit, which I think was an incredible visit. It spoke volumes. He goes and visits the bodega of Jose Alba, who was falsely accused by DA Alvin Bragg of murder. He was defending himself when a repeat offender attacked him at the bodega he worked at. Jose Alba thrown in Rikers. Finally, he gets freed after a lot of media pressure. And President Trump goes to that bodega in Harlem. And what happens? He gets cheers from the crowd saying, four more years. Remember this?
Very exciting time for me because the bodegas, the association invited me. And I respect them and they respect me. They want law and order. They have a lot of crime, tremendous crime, where their stores are being robbed. And as you know, we're going to give New York a very good shot for the presidency. We think we should be able to do it. A lot of things have changed. Lee Zeldin did a beautiful job. He ran. He lost by a little bit. And New York's a lot different. And we'll work with the mayor. And we'll work with the governor. And we'll bring in a lot of federal money. But we have to straighten out New York. And that includes crime. And these guys have great people, great friends, but they have tremendous crime. So we're going to straighten it out.
And someone who was with President Trump when he went to the bodega, and she says that that action should scare the heck out of the Democrats, is Trump 2024 press secretary Caroline Levitt. And she joins us now here on the Rita Cosby Show. Caroline, first of all, what was that like when you went there? The crowd went crazy. He was treated like a rock star.
Yes, I will tell you, Rita, after being cooped up in that dirty Manhattan courtroom in this sham trial, it was so exciting to go to Harlem and to see the enthusiasm and to feel the enthusiasm. It was a palpable energy on the ground from voters who were so excited and surprised to see President Trump's motorcade rolling through their neighborhood. As you mentioned, we visited the bodega where Jose Alba was also a victim of Alvin Bragg's soft-on-crime policies in New York. Jose Alba was simply defending himself from a crazed robber in that bodega. And as you mentioned, Bragg sent him to Rikers. So while we were outside of the bodega and President Trump was inside meeting and greeting with the owner and also the president of the Bodega Association in New York, which has recently put out a wonderful letter supporting President Trump's candidacy, I was out there taking videos, talking to the crowd. And many people, in addition to chanting four more years, were also chanting lying Bragg. Because these are people who live in New York City who understand that Alvin Bragg is a liar, and Alvin Bragg spends more of their tax dollars and his time prosecuting President Trump on a baseless case with no crime from 8 years ago in the middle of this election to help Joe Biden when there are real criminals running free in the streets of New York because he releases them back into the community. And so people have had enough. This Biden show trial in New York is absolutely backfiring on the president. And the bodega stop on Tuesday really just proved that to the world.
You know, Caroline, too, you look at a lot of the polls, as you guys know, much better than even I do. And I follow them. I'm looking at them. You know, I'm a political junkie and have covered presidents a long time. And I'm looking at the numbers, too, and the dent that he is putting in to Hispanic voters and the dent he's putting in to African-American voters who were obviously overwhelmingly in favor of Democrats before. Those are enormous strides. This is a different dynamic, it looks like, this race. And that's happening in almost, it looks like, almost every group. And also, a lot of these other states that are typically battleground states, they still continue to be, but he's leading in virtually every single one. What do you attribute that to?
I attribute it to the fact that all Americans, Rita, regardless of what race we are or how much money we make or what state we live in, we all, at the end of the day, want the same things for ourselves and our families. We want to live in peace. We want to live in a world that isn't riddled with war and bloodshed. We want to live in a country where basic law and order is upheld. And if you commit a violent crime, you go to jail. You don't just get released from jail on that very same day back into our communities to commit more crimes. And we want to live in a country that rewards hard work, that at the end of a long week, you have more money in your pocketbook than you did the week before, not less. And none of that is true in Joe Biden's America. He has allowed lawlessness. He has allowed, he's created the worst inflation crisis in a generation. His weakness has emboldened our adversaries around the world and has pushed America onto the brink of World War III. And all Americans disagree with that. And so it's really Joe Biden's weakness and his incompetence that has unified the American public against him. And President Trump has long said that the greatest unifier for this country is going to be success. And that's all that man cares about. It's all he's cared about his entire career, even as a private citizen, as a businessman, is building a successful company, building a successful real estate empire. He has a successful family, and he wants to make this country successful through economic prosperity, through a secure border, through law and order. Those are basic common sense goals that I think we can all get behind. And that's why you see Joe Biden bleeding support from demographics that have long voted Democrat. African Americans, Hispanic Americans, women, young voters are all swinging towards President Trump because they believe in his message and they know he'll get the job done.
You know, Caroline Leavitt, what a crazy time it is in the world. I mean, we're looking right now. There's reports that Israel may be doing retaliatory strikes against Iran. We saw what happened from Iran last weekend. There's just so much strife and turmoil. And you see what happened with Russia going into Ukraine. I know also while President Trump has been in town, he met with my friend President Duda of Poland, who I love. You know, I'm half Polish. It's such a tumultuous time in the world. That, I think, also is certainly also many people saying, wow, I would love to have calm. I would love to have clarity. I would love to have a leader who is clear against our allies. Obviously, the Poles and Americans are very, there's a great, great relationship. Duda, President Duda and President Trump have a superb relationship. I've seen it firsthand. But it is such an important time, I think, in the world where you really need somebody who is clear, who's crisp, and who also, quite frankly, those who wish to do us harm, who aren't our allies, are a little worried about. And I don't feel like they are of President Biden.
Not at all, Rita. Joe Biden is not respected, nor is he feared. And it's because he's a predictable politician. And those aren't my words. Those are actually the words of Vladimir Putin in Russia, who said that it would be better for Russia if Joe Biden won the 2024 election because Biden is a predictable politician. And our adversaries, including Putin, can predict what Joe Biden is going to do. He's been wrong on every foreign policy decision he's ever made in his 40 plus decade long career in politics. And that's part of the reason President Trump was so successful on the world stage is because he is a little bit unpredictable. And that's that's a good thing. He keeps our adversaries on their toes. He knows, our allies know, that they're going to have to respect us if they want to continue with the strong alliances that we've had. You mentioned President Duda, who was at Trump Tower last night. Our relationship with Poland and our European allies was never stronger because they respect that America had a leader that was going to put our country first. That's what every country should want. So our allies were strengthened by President Trump. Our adversaries were weakened. And we've seen that really turn around in the span of just three short years. You've seen Russia's invasion of Ukraine. As you mentioned, I'm watching the news as well. Israel reportedly striking back at Iran. We had Iranian-backed terrorists launch their brutal attack on October the 7th against Israel. You had Joe Biden oversee the botched and disastrous withdrawal of Afghanistan, which left 13 U.S. service members dead. Joe Biden has overseen more evacuations of American embassies abroad than any president in history. You see the chaos that's unfolding in Haiti right now with the gang violence that's taking place there. And many of those people are now walking over our southern border and coming into our country and our communities and being released because of Joe Biden's open border policies. It really is infuriating to see what's going on around this world and to understand that it's all it doesn't have to be this way. Just a few short years ago, it wasn't this way. And it's because we had a strong leader and a strong commander in chief in President Trump who demanded respect on the world stage. And that's what America got.
Yeah, what a contrast. And yet, New York, with all the problems too in New York, Alvin Bragg is dealing with, the case there in Manhattan against Trump. It really is an extraordinary juxtaposition. Wow, wow, wow. Caroline Levitt, so great to have you here. And really interesting to hear your insights on that bodega visit and also just everything that's going on in the world. Really great to have you here.
Hey, you too, Rita, and we will be spending a lot of time in New York, unfortunately, over the next several weeks as we continue to fight for the truth in this show trial. So we will be there, and there will be more stops to come. We're looking forward to it. Thanks, Rita.
Good. Keep us posted. Definitely, for sure. And that one at the bodega was a home run. Really amazing. Thank you, Carolyn, very, very much. We appreciate it. And everybody, when we come back, we'll take your calls here on the Rita Cosby Show, 1-800-848-9222.
The Rita Cosby Show.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hi, it's Ernie Anastas. You know, your thoughts can affect how you feel, and how you feel can impact your thoughts. Addressing your mind and body connection is the key to improving your overall wellness. Bergen Newbridge Medical Center is the largest hospital in New Jersey, providing comprehensive, equitable, compassionate, and high-quality emergency inpatient and outpatient medical care, plus mental health services and substance use disorder treatment. The Bergen Newbridge team can address your total health needs in one convenient location. Call 201-225-7130. For an appointment or newbridgehealth.org.
It's the Rita Cosby Show. Breaking news.
And tonight on the Rita Cosby Show, we are getting word that Israel has reportedly started retaliatory strikes against Iran. This is an extraordinary moment because, of course, it comes after Iran was doing its missile and drone strikes against Israel. And of course, Iranian proxies have been certainly attacking Israel and also U.S. military installations. As we know, the Houthis there in the Red Sea have been hitting even U.S. ships. Also, we have seen Hamas and Hezbollah both hitting Israel. And they, of course, are very much responsible for all the chaos there in the Middle East. Iran certainly is. And also Iran being sort of the head of the snake in charge of all of these different groups and well-financed, well-funded, making a lot of its money from oil. Biden telling Israel it has to go it alone, and Israel appears to be doing just that. The question is, what are they hitting? Are they hitting maybe even potentially oil facilities, training camps, potentially anything tied to nuclear development? We're going to have a lot more details coming up, and also take your calls after the break.
Rita Cosby is on. The Rita Cosby Show presents Back the Blue.
And this Back the Blue segment is sponsored by GoyaCares.com, because you are a precious gift from God. And this is a very powerful story coming from Hope Mills, North Carolina, where an off-duty police officer, Officer Cortez, jumped into action after seeing a man under attack from another person with a machete. Thankfully, Officer Cortez saved the victim from the machete attack, wherein the suspect was then arrested. Now, it happened around 4 p.m. last Friday when the officer noticed an altercation between two people on Main Street there in Hope Mills, North Carolina. The officer saw the machete-carrying suspect hit the victim several times with a machete, causing very serious injuries to the head. Wow. Now, Officer Cortez immediately intervened and was able to stop the assault and take the man into custody, saving the life of the victim. The man was charged with attempted murder, assault inflicting serious bodily injury, possession of methamphetamine, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Hope Mills Police Department said that Officer Cortez is a three-year veteran with the police department and, quote, a great example of the care and dedication that their officers put into helping each other's every single day. And what a powerful, powerful story. And if you're just joining us again here on the Rita Cosby Show, we're getting word that Israel, it appears, has started retaliatory strikes, and they are going right to the heart of Iran. And what is very significant is they are going to Isfahan province. That is south of Tehran. And Isfahan is very important because it is the heart and soul of Iran's nuclear development facility. That's where the Natanz nuclear plant is located, which was discovered by officials, by Alireza Jafarzadeh. I remember interviewing him when I was at Fox years and years ago when they made the discovery about the nuclear development. So that is clearly a message. It is unclear if Israel is targeting nuclear plants or if they are sending a message, because it is clearly in a very sensitive area for the Iran regime. And a little bit ago, this report came in from Matt Gutman of ABC News about what's going on with the big breaking news. Take a listen.
Senior U.S. official telling us that Israeli missiles have hit at least one site inside Iran. No reports yet on casualties or what specifically this site was. As you mentioned, Israel has been telegraphing that it will respond. Officials telling me at the time and place of their choosing, they did not specify what that response would be like. We didn't know when it would come. And of course, this is in response to that massive missile salvo from last Saturday, the largest ballistic missile salvo in history. And of course, Iran has said that if Israel chooses to respond, their Iranian response would be severe and immediate.
And Martha Raddatz, who is a great reporter there, covered the Pentagon for a long time at ABC News. She is reporting some of the locations that are being struck as we speak. Take a listen.
It is a single senior U.S. official who said that it had started, that Israel had retaliated and hit one site in Iran. There are reports this evening that other places, Iraq and Syria, have been hit. This U.S. senior official said they simply cannot confirm that. There were reports yesterday that Israel would hold off on these strikes until after after Passover, but today we started getting indications that it could come much quicker than that. The senior official also said the Israelis have been quite secretive about this, so there's very little information we have at this point about the strike that the U.S. senior official said that Israel had made inside Iran.
And again, just getting word that a major strike, a major explosion happening in the province there in Iran, where the Natanz nuclear plant is located in Iran. Is Israel literally trying to knock out nuclear capabilities of Iran? Are they trying to send a message? Are they going after something else in that area? Either way, boy, the stakes have escalated, and Israel saying that they were going to retaliate despite President Biden saying that he would not participate, that the U.S. would not participate. And in fact, even going so far as to telling Israel, take the win, that you didn't get a lot of damage from the hundreds of cruise and ballistic missiles and drones that were sent your way last weekend. Remember that barrage that came in from Iran directly toward Israel, the first time that that has happened. And President Biden helping, of course, with a lot of the detection systems and the intercepts, and saying after everything was over that there was barely any damage, that they were able to overcome that attack and take the win and move on, essentially. And Israel saying, we can't take the win because we had hundreds of missiles and other things coming our direction, and that we are constantly under attack. And seeing that this maybe is the moment to try to inch closer toward taking out vital resources of Iran. Maybe it's the oil fields. Maybe it's something tied to nuclear development. And maybe something else, because the word is just breaking right now. This is an enormous deal, and obviously further escalates tensions tremendously. And we will see as we're getting some more details as to what that damage could be. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Al, line four. Al, your reaction to what's literally unfolding as we speak right now.
Yeah, Rita, I'm not surprised that Prime Minister Netanyahu and the majority of his cabinet retaliated against Iran. They remember history. They remember and they know that appeasement never works. You could look to Prime Minister Chamberlain in 1939, I believe the year was, when he came back to England and he thought he had a peace with Hitler. But Hitler lied to him and he humiliated him. So appeasement never works, and Prime Minister Netanyahu and his cabinet know that.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly the message. You know, a Neville Chamberlain is not good for history, as we know, in World War II. And to have our president in the middle of all this, Al, first off, you know, the way he has been waffling on Israel, the way that he has been condemning the way that Israel has executed their survival tactics is really shocking. And then after they get barraged by hundreds of missiles, can you imagine if America was hit by hundreds of cruise and ballistic missiles, all the drones, and yeah, they were intercepted, and to say, yeah, forget about it, move on, take the win. You would go, are you kidding me? You have to send a message back that this will not be tolerated. And Israel's also feeling like this president clearly is not having their backs. By the way, Al, we're just coming in that the Iranian foreign minister is threatening immediate maximum level response to what has just happened in his country. Just coming breaking right now that Iran's foreign minister saying immediate maximum level response will happen. Wow. Middle East completely on edge. Al, thank you very, very much. Let's go to Robert, line two. Robert, your thoughts.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Well, you know, it's a little strange because we were always told that the Iranians, they kept their stuff in very bunker-proof type facilities. It is interesting, the Times of Israel have reported that the IRGC nuclear chief said that Iran's, apparently they might be revising its nuclear doctrine about threatening to hit Israeli nuclear sites. So I'm not sure what that's all about. But I know that John Katzimitidis was questioning how theatrical the the attack that took place with all those all the things that were shot at Israel.
He was using the wag the dog, which I think was an interesting point because they had a 99% success record. There's reports that 50% of them were duds. So it may have. I mean, it is interesting. You could make the case that what happened was clearly baby steps or for show. I'm not saying that Israel is aware of it, but maybe on the Iran part, who knows if the U.S. part, because it seemed awfully orchestrated. And they also said, hey, it's coming. In other words, you got 8 hours to do the intercepts, unlike what we're seeing tonight. That's not the way you fight a war and say, hey, we're going to send a whole bunch of duds over and we're going to give you tons of notice that it's going to happen, which is exactly what happened. It's a little fishy, Robert.
I mean, it seems like also there's a big disparity, it was mentioned on Catherine Cosby, about the amount of money to shoot down the missiles and the expense of the incoming.
Yeah.
There's a huge financial differential. There's an economic toll. And, this has been dragging on a long time. Now, there's supposed to be a bill in Congress to aid Israel, but what they don't highlight is that $9 billion is going to Gaza, which means Hamas. I mean, that's really horrific that Israel, people support Israel, they want to aid Israel, they'd also have to give $9 billion to Gaza when Hamas is there. And it's just, I just want to say one thing about Trump. It was a huge thing when he went to the Bronx, Harlem, and the bodega, and he had all that support. It really was an amazing thing to see. And, this horrific perversion of the judicial system against Trump, it might backfire. There's a chance that Trump could win New York. But it is a horrific thing that they're doing to Trump. And I wish more of the Republicans would have his back. You'd like to see the Judiciary Committee take some prosecutor like Bragg and make him answer up for what he's doing, or that Judge Merchan and his daughter. They should be brought before the Judiciary Committee. The Republicans still have the majority there. They should demand answers to this perversion of our justice system against Donald Trump. I don't think the Democrats would ever accept doing this to Obama or Biden, such a horrific perversion of the justice system. It's horrible.
Yeah, it is absolutely horrible. Robert, thank you very, very much. Let's go to Alex. Alex, your thoughts about this big breaking news. First off, of course, about Israel, it looks like retaliating and hitting inside Iran.
I'm not excited about it. And it looks like it was a serious attack because now Iran is saying they're going to respond.
I agree. It's scary. It's scary stuff.
Situation.
Alex, I agree. This is scary.
World War III.
Alex, I agree. This is really scary stuff. Don't you think?
Yeah. And here's the thing. Yes. But you know what? Joe Biden, this all goes back to this administration. Now Iran is able to conduct a war, and that's why they struck at Israel from their own territory, knowing that there's a chance they were going to get into a war with Israel, because they got rich under this Biden administration, and they're powerful enough, they're rich enough, they have enough military equipment that they acquired with the money that they made because Biden waved away many of the sanctions that were put in place during the Trump administration. They are now emboldened. They feel like they have enough funds to be able to fund a war against Israel. And that's why they attacked from their territory. And that is why we have the situation. It is Joe Biden's fault, but it's just a disaster. And really, hopefully, I mean, we need, God's help here to de-escalate the situation 100%, because this is terrifying. And if I could just quickly comment on those Colombian students, many of these students are very dangerous because they're saying they're pro Hamas and they want to kill death to America. They're saying it because professors that have brainwashed many of these students, just like Hamas brainwashes children living in Gaza. So what happens if we don't know what else these professors told these students and brainwashed them to believe in? And they're dangerous people living in this country that were brainwashed by professors at Columbia University and other colleges across the country.
And by the way, Alex, exactly. I agree with you, because to your point, there's even a professor there at Columbia, this professor Mossad, who's, they've talked about him quite a bit, even in the hearing, who said he was excited and happy when those attacks happened on Israel on October 7th. That is just disgusting. And that's some of the educators that are teaching our young people who are shouting pro-Hamas things. Really, really scary stuff. We're going to continue after the break. We're also going to be talking to Lieutenant Colonel Darren Gaub to get his take on what is happening right now, this big breaking news in Iran. And as Alex just said, this really could escalate the war in the Middle East in an enormous way.
It's the Rita Cosby Show. This is the Rita Cosby Show.
Welcome back to the Rita Cosby Show. A big breaking news at this hour. There are now reports that Israel has indeed struck sites in Iran. Reports that Israel missiles have hit locations in Iran, and it is in the province where a number of nuclear development sites, the Natanz region, where Iran has done a lot of nefarious nuclear development. And joining us now to talk about all of this and his reaction is Lieutenant Colonel Darren Gaub. He's executive director, co-founder of Restore Liberty, also Army veteran, 28 years, Black Hawk helicopter pilot and commander. Lieutenant Colonel Darren Gaub, great to have you here. First of all, your reaction that Israel looks like they are now retaliating and hitting directly in Iran in a very sensitive area.
Yeah, hey, good evening, Rita, and thanks for having me on. Now, my first impressions are, one, people are going to see the difference between what Iran's capable of and what Israel's capable of. Iran's first attack was a massive failure, and you could see it was a failure in the process of that attack. And, you know, that's a stark difference to what you're seeing with what Israel's capable of doing across multiple countries right now. And so we got Iran, looks like a report of a Quds Force senior leadership, Iranian leadership also getting targeted at a meeting in South Baghdad. We're working to confirm that, as well as an airport in Shuwaida, Syria. So this comes down to me. For a while, I've been thinking about with Iran's messaging about waiting until after Passover before they'd respond to Iran, was very simply either this is a deception plan or they're going to actually do that and it would be delayed. And what I mean by that is they'll tell the world that they're not going to hit anything until after Passover to put them in that frame of mind, and then they'll go immediately, which is clearly what they've done. The other option was going to be after Passover, but delayed to the point where you've almost lulled Iran into a sort of a sleep to where you know, they're not expecting it again, because that's, you know, they're off the heightened readiness that they would have been for a while. And that's just the nature of military forces and national readiness. So it looks like Israel's doing what it's doing best, what it's done best for years, and using its intelligence network, using its advanced technology and targeting capabilities. And by the way, their ability to deceive in a way that helps them achieve strategic objectives. So none of this is a surprise. What will be interesting to see is, what does Iran do next?
Yep. And I was about to say, Lieutenant Colonel Darren Gaub, that the Iranian foreign minister is threatening immediate and maximum level response to what has happened. What do you anticipate could come next? We just have about 2 minutes left here.
Sure. No, and I think that I really deal with absolutes when it comes to this. So the range of the possibilities is another strike like the first one with lots of cruise missiles and other types of missiles, maybe bigger and more in volume, along with using some of their air force, which looks like it was targeted and there may not be a lot left. I kind of lean towards them potentially trying to, or freeing up Hezbollah to the north of Israel now, because it's more capable and it's a more immediate response.
That's a great point. And of course, they're right there on the north there of Israel. What could Hezbollah do? Because, as you said, they are well weaponized. They're a lot more of a threat than Hamas is on the south.
Oh, absolutely. They're about 10 times the size, to make the math easy, in every way. So they're a much greater threat. And so I've been talking to sources in Beirut, and they're concerned about that because they don't want that to happen either. But to me, that's the, frankly, the easiest and fastest response. And it's the most dangerous that they've been funding for a while anyway. So it, there's, I would expect it to be used at some point.
You know, and all this, by the way, we don't know at this point if it's nuclear locations or not, but they clearly went near a location in that Natanz region. That certainly sends a message, right?
Oh, absolutely. And we knew this was on a top on a list because it's part of Iran's primary response. So Isfahan Nuclear Research Center, Natanz nuclear facility that if you looked at it says closed, but nobody believes it. And Iran now is reportedly getting it pretty good with a cyber attack. So I think Israel is basically saying, you know what, we're going to hit you hard, but we're also going to try to do our best to prevent you from doing anything back to us too quickly.
Oh, that's interesting. So you're hearing a cyber attack also at the same time, probably obviously coming from Israel. Wow. Well, Lieutenant Colonel Darren Gobb, thank you so much for joining us. We really, really appreciate it on this big breaking news night. Thank you.
Thank you, Rita. Have a good night.
You too, very much. And everybody, we will continue this breaking news coverage after the break. Lots of information there coming from Lieutenant Colonel Darren Gobb. Multiple sites targeted by Israel. Wow, what a big strategic strike on this night.